Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy. Here's what's happening. A New Jersey State police trooper has died during training for an elite emergency response unit. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
According to the New Jersey State Police, Trooper Marcellus Bethea served the New Jersey State Police for more than 8 years. Trooper Bethea was a member of Troop D. Morristown Station. Officials say Trooper Bethea died during training at the New Jersey State Police headquarters in Ewing Township. Trooper Bethea was training for the Elite Technical Emergency and Mission Specialist, or TEAMS unit. It's a full-time emergency response unit that handles emergencies such as hostage situations, counterterrorism operations, and underwater recovery. Officials have not disclosed how Trooper Bethea died at this time. In a social media post, Governor Phil Murphy issued a statement. It reads in part, Trooper Bethea showed a passion and spark for service from a young age, participating in the New Jersey State Police Trooper Youth Week while a student at Burlington Regional High School, and later graduating from the State Police Academy as part of the 156th class. He embodied honor, duty, and fidelity in its highest form from every day and in everything he did. An investigation into his death is underway. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and his fellow troopers at this difficult time. Funeral arrangements are pending. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Students protesting the war in Gaza left their camp at the University of Southern California without major incident after they were surrounded by police and threatened with arrest. In Boston, police arrested about 100 protesters at an encampment at Northeastern University, but the school's commencement yesterday was peaceful. In this election year, the protests could have an impact on politics. KYW special contributor Larry Kane has more on that in his Monday commentary.
The current campus chaos, we've learned, involves more than students. Some universities and colleges report 10% to 30% of the people at some of the nationwide demonstrations are not part of the student body. We all know it's about the Israeli-Gaza war, but there are many ulterior motives. Colleges are fighting back when peaceful protest is replaced by violence. This brings my thought back to August 28, 1968. Covering the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, my timing was imperfect. I stood on Michigan Avenue and barely escaped with scratches from the blood-stained street combat between thousands of anti-Vietnam War protesters and Chicago police, egged on by an angry mayor. It became even worse. President Johnson ordered the army in. I will never forget watching the tanks rolling into Chicago with Channel 6 technician Bill Wendell. That pretty well doomed the chances of the Democrats in the 1968 election. This year, the Trump GOP holds its convention in Milwaukee in July. The president and the Democrats are in Chicago in August. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philly's premier vessel for parties on the Delaware River, the Spirit of Philadelphia, turns 40 this year. It celebrated the occasion and the kickoff to a busy summer season this past week. KYW's Nigel Thompson was on deck.
Some of Captain Daniel Campbell's fondest memories growing up in the Philly region came aboard the Spirit of Philadelphia.
My prom was on this boat, my high school trip, I had a middle school trip here, so it's definitely rich history here of, you know, people have come through.
For 40 years, the Spirit of Philadelphia has hosted any kind of party you can think of, from graduations to retirements and everything in between.
Philadelphia has been great to us. We love the community here. We were embraced immediately from the community here, and that continues.
That's Ryan O'Connor, GM of City Cruises Philadelphia, the company that owns the Spirit of Philadelphia.
We have guests that come back every year to celebrate their birthday and anniversary, and we love that. So it's really become a staple.
For the summer, the Spirit will set sail almost every day with lunch, brunch, and dinner cruises. Special celebrations are also in store for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and the weekend before 4th of July. At Penn's Landing, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.